Now joined on Behind Kentucky Basketball by Kentucky great Darius Miller. We're going to catch up on what he's up to now, relive some UK memories, and share his thoughts on some current cats. As always, we are presented by Thornton's. Go to your local Lexington Thornton's and get that Thornton's app and get 5 cents off a gallon of gas. Darius, thank you so much for joining us. I guess we'll start off, just get the people updated of what you're up to right now. What's going on in your post-basketball career?
Me and my family moved back to Kentucky, and we're just exploring a bunch of different business avenues. I'm trying to figure out how I'm going to get involved in basketball in the area. My wife has been doing some things too, and I've been exploring like different markets, real estate, cryptocurrency, just expanding a little bit. This is the first time I really got to push myself in areas other than basketball, so just trying to expand and grow.
The business aspect, how much have you got to expand in that, and what's been most interesting or surprising to you when you get, you know, kind of outside of the basketball business world?
I've been trying a couple different things, really. I got a few things that I got coming probably in the next 2 or 3 months, but I'm not really ready to speak on it as far as like details yet. Okay. But I'm really just enjoying, like I said, just pushing myself in other areas, learning about myself, learning just in general. And I'm having fun with it, really. Just like I said, growing and trying to expand.
That's awesome. Let's talk a little basketball. We'll start off with kind of your thoughts on some of the guys that are on the current roster. I mean, Oscar Tshiebwe is a guy that I think everybody knows. I just, from your perspective, what was it like watching him last season? Because he was putting up numbers that people hadn't seen in decades.
It was ridiculous. He was dominating. And I just love the intensity that he plays with, the passion that he plays with. And you can tell that it's contagious with the other guys. It's great to see that he's coming back. I've been keeping up with the guys, of course, more now that I'm out of it, and I get to just be a fan and watch. So it's amazing, man. I love what he brings to the table. I love him as a person. I haven't been around him much, but just what I've saw from him, and I think he's going to have another amazing year for sure.
What is Darius Miller the fan like?
Now that I'm on the other side of things, I'm just trying to learn as much as I can. Because I get to see the game from a different angle now. I'm not as involved. It's not as personal. So I get to just watch from different angles, see, you know, just learn what I can to be on this side of things.
Do you ever get, when you're watching that game from the different angles and it's a cut to Coach Cal coaching somebody up, do you ever get flashbacks?
Yeah. It feels good not to be the one getting screamed at now. You know, I can just laugh at other people getting screamed at. So that's great for sure.
Just as he always says, it's not that he's mad at you. It's just that he's Italian.
Oh, definitely. And he's just passionate, man. Coach Cal's passionate. He really enjoys what he does. He loves the team. He loves the guys. As everybody in the world can see, he puts his players first. So it's all passion and love for the game for sure.
What was your first interaction with Coach Cal when he came in to lead the program?
We had a team meeting, and with Billy G, we probably had it seemed like 60 people on the roster. We had so many guys on the team. And Coach Cal came in. He was like, "Guys, we're going to be making some changes." And like, we had a practice, and he, of course, he was just evaluating everybody. But you could just tell he's been the same person since day one. Honestly, he's been the same. The attitude, the same passion, the way that he talks to the lowest player on the totem pole is the same way he talks to the main guys. And it's good. I like what he brings to the table. I like the atmosphere that he provides with his team. So it's been fun since day one as far as like all the interactions I've had with Cal.
What was your favorite memory at your time playing at UK?
Winning a championship for sure.
No question. I thought that would definitely be the case. But when you think back to that game or that season, what's the memory that always comes to mind?
There were so many, honestly. We had so many good guys on the team. We had a lot of great moments, a lot of great experiences with the team. I don't know if I can just pick one besides the championship. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. That's a tough question. I had to think on it.
That night of winning the championship and winning the game, I mean, do you kind of relive those moments as, you know, the final seconds tick off? Because everybody listening probably knows your story. You're a Kentucky kid, you know, from the state, 4 years. And so, you know, you'd put in the work for so long. Yeah. And then how did it feel for everything to kind of come true?
It was unreal, honestly. It kind of hit me immediately. I remember just standing on the court looking around like, man, what just happened? It was one of the best moments I've had on a basketball court, for sure. Probably the best moment that I've ever had on a basketball court. But it was amazing. It was amazing. It was unreal. I still don't know how to explain it in words, honestly.
I got you. No, I mean, yeah, sometimes you just can't explain those feelings.
Yeah. Like you said, just working the years before and it finally happening. We got close 2 years before that. So it was unreal.
For sure. And how did, you know, going from that moment and then starting your professional career, how did Kentucky prepare you for the next level?
It was perfect, really, because Cal kind of runs his program like he gives you a lot of freedom, but with that comes like a lot of responsibility. So which is the same as the league. You're kind of, there's no more like people like just over you, making sure that you do the right, eat right, get your, there's, and he kind of takes that on a little bit to a certain extent. Of course, it's still college, so there's still some restrictions that's different than the pros, but I feel like just the way that he handles everything, it's more of a pro approach than most coaches. And I think it prepares you really well for the next level as far as just learning how to live in that lifestyle and play on those big stages and all the things that come off the court too, for sure.
You reached the collegiate, you know, mountaintop of winning that national championship trophy. But once you got to the NBA, what was the coolest thing? That did you ever get to stop and think back to something that you got to do that was only in your dreams?
I think the coolest thing was playing in the playoffs, because just the atmosphere was totally different. The level of play was totally different. The attention to detail, everything, the game just changed. And of course, you hear about that from people, but like actually being able to experience it and see just the intensity of every possession in every game. And it was just it was so much fun. That's probably the funnest basketball that I ever played, for sure. But we got to make it to the second round. Unfortunately, we ran into Golden State like everybody else does, but it was amazing. It was a crazy experience, for sure.
And that was the Pelicans, right? And
yep.
Was that the year that they had all the Kentucky players? Is that?
Yeah. I wish we could have seen how that would have looked if DeMarcus didn't get hurt. I really liked our chances against anybody, pretty much, if Big Cuz didn't get hurt, for sure. But unfortunately, everybody knows he tore his Achilles, and we had a little setback. We still made the playoffs. Like I said, had a pretty good run, but I think things could have been a little bit different if he would have been able to be healthy for the playoffs, for sure.
Yeah, I know. I think everybody in Lexington was rooting for that team, because who all was it? You, Anthony, DeMarcus.
Rondo was on the team. Jrue Holiday was on the team. Mm-hmm. Etuan Moore. We had a pretty good team, man.
Yeah.
Solomon Hill, Ian Clark. We had a pretty good team, for sure.
What is the camaraderie like in the NBA for former Kentucky players? How much do you guys interact, and how much do you kind of give each other tips, specifically for the new guys that come into the league, to help them transition easier?
It's like a brotherhood, honestly. There's so many of us. You run into somebody almost every single night. So it's we just do our part to try to make everybody feel comfortable. If somebody needs advice, I'm sure they feel comfortable asking for it. Like I said, you're going to see people all the time. So just building those relationships, even with the younger guys that we didn't play with, I still had some relationships with those guys. And it's just a brotherhood.
Mm-hmm. And I think a cool part of your professional career is that you went overseas and won a championship and then made it back to the league. describe that. What was that process like? I mean, I'm sure it was difficult at times being in a different country in Germany and playing professionally there.
Yeah, the first part of it was extremely difficult just because I didn't know what to expect. I had just had my oldest daughter, who wasn't going to be able to go with me at the beginning, which was pretty stressful. When I got there, man, it was amazing. It was amazing. Just seeing different cultures outside of basketball, it was amazing. Like, the on the court was amazing because I got to find my rhythm again. I was blessed. I had an amazing coach, Andrea Trinchieri, who's a really, really good coach, really, really good with X's and O's. And then outside of basketball too, me and my wife, my oldest daughter, we had an amazing time just seeing different cultures and getting to expand our minds a little bit, just seeing the world. It was a lot of fun. It was needed too. I feel like I grew up a lot over there.
What all did you get to visit? What were some of the favorite locations over in Europe?
Oh man. Barcelona, Tel Aviv, Milan, Madrid, Athens. We traveled a lot of different places. I was fortunate to play in the EuroLeague, so we got to see a lot of the amazing cities over there. And a lot of my teammates, of course, were from Europe, so they took me all around the cities. I got to taste the food from different cultures. I got to just experience all kinds of different things, which was amazing. Amazing for sure.
Yeah, if you got somebody from the area, it's obviously so much better.
definitely,
you to go to the spots that are the real spots, not just the tourist locations.
Sure.
What was the favorite? What was the best dining experience you had over there? I'm sure there were the cities you just listed. I know there's probably a bunch.
The Greek food was amazing. The Italian food, especially when we went to Milan, was amazing. Those are probably my two favorites. Those were probably my two favorites. They had some really good food there for sure.
People often, you know, wonder, and I know there's a couple former players playing over in Europe right now. What's the competition level like over there? I know, you know, it's high, but kind of if you could explain it, how good that basketball is.
Of course there's different levels. And then, I think at the top two or three tiers, it's really, really good competition. The game is extremely physical. It has kind of more of a college feel. So it's based more on your team, the way that the team plays. There's more structure, I feel like. In the NBA, you're just – people are so talented, you got to let them go be talented. So it's a little bit different in that way. Not taking away from the talent in Europe, of course, but the LeBrons, the KDs, they're just different. And it's just more of a college feel. It's more like X's and O's. It's more structured, I would say. There's no 3 seconds, so the defense is different. But the level of competition is extremely high, extremely high. I played against Luka when I was over there. I played against a lot of guys that came over, and it was a lot of tough nights for sure. Yeah.
You made it back to the NBA with the Thunder. What was that process like? How do you go from having a success, winning the MVP of the league, right, and championships over in Germany? What's the process of, like, getting back into the NBA?
Honestly, that wasn't – of course I wanted to come back, but that wasn't – I wasn't, like, focused on it. That wasn't my main goal. I was having so much fun playing in Germany. Like I said, I got back in rhythm. I just had a little bit more freedom over there, of course. I mean, it's that's common sense, but it's just like I wasn't like extremely focused on getting back to the league. I think that kind of helped me though, because I could focus on what I was doing over there and take advantage of every opportunity I have over there instead of just looking forward. It allowed me to be present over there. I was enjoying it. My coach was tough on me, which I need that. I like that because it helps me to stay in gear, stay in line, stay fresh. But I really wasn't looking forward to, but not, I shouldn't say looking forward. I wasn't extremely focused on getting back to the league. I was having a lot of fun over there. I was growing as a person. Like I said, I was growing on the court just by getting those game time minutes against competitive people. So it just kind of happened. My agent just called me after a year or two. He was like, "Hey, man, we're having some interest again back over in the league. How do you feel?" And we explored it. and it ended up working out for the best.
That's often how things do work out.
Yeah.
When you focus on the things kind of that you can control, then the opportunity is just to start to arise.
For sure. For sure.
Getting now that you, you know, you get you back in the NBA, I did have a question or two about that. Cause you mentioned a couple of names, LeBron, KD. I mean, when you're out there guarding those guys, I mean, what is it like? Cause that's something that I think no one kind of truly understands.
I mean, it's tough. It's tough. I mean, they're extremely talented. Of course, they know where they want to get on the court. The whole offense is structured for them to be able to get where they want to get and do what they want to do on the court. So, I mean, it's really tough. It's really tough. Those guys are extremely talented. They put a lot of work into their craft, as everybody can tell. And it's just a rough night. You just got to try to make it difficult on them. Nobody's really going to stop those guys. We haven't seen anybody stop those elite tier guys. So it's, you can't get caught up in, oh, I got to hold it. I got to stop. You just got to make it difficult on them. Try to take away what they're used to, try to take away what they're trying to get to and make them explore other options. But it's, as everybody can see, it's really difficult to guard those elite guys in the league for sure.
What was it like scoring your first NBA basket?
It was crazy. It was crazy. It was surreal. That's been my dream my whole life, playing in the league. So it, like, when I finally got there and got to get in, get a bucket, it was amazing for sure. It was great.
And so do you remember the moment or the play or
I'm not mistaken, we were playing the Spurs and I got a steal, sprint the court, I spotted up on the wing. I think maybe been Jason Smith's. Caught it on a reverse, swung it, and I just let it go, hit a three. I'm pretty sure that was my first bucket. I could be wrong, but I think that's right.
Yeah, that's fitting. You got to show off all aspects of your game. Defense led to your offense and
for sure.
Shooting. Now, you talked about, coming back to Kentucky. What when fans see you out, I'm always curious from your guys' perspective. I know probably they talk about the championship game with you more than anything, but you were also a part of that magical run, making it to the Final Four. What memories do fans love to relive with you when you meet them out in public?
First of all, I don't get approached a lot, but when I do, it's normally the championship run. Okay. It's normally the championship run. I think that holds a special place for all of us in Kentucky. Me being from Kentucky, I kind of recognize that. And I mean, I grew up watching Tony Delk. I grew up watching like all the older guys that's played, Antoine Walker, and watching those teams, and dreamed about winning a championship here. Most of the people back, I'm from a small town, Maysville. Most of the people were Kentucky fans. We had a few Louisville fans scattered out, but most Kentucky fans. And it's just a part of the culture here. So we just talk about that normally, and it's same old.
Yeah, that's great. And was it just family that drew you back to the state to be around? Because you know, as an NBA guy, you live in a couple of cities. You mentioned how you loved Europe so much, but why did you want to bring your family back to the Commonwealth?
Yeah, friends and family being here, friends and family. And I feel like there's a lot of resources for me and my wife going into that next phase. Just people that I can call for help on things throughout the city, resources like business wise. There's some numbers that I have that I could use. So it's just easier. And like being away from friends and family for so long, we felt isolated for so long as far as like our close circle. It's just good to be back and just, you know, have people close to you, especially after the COVID and the quarantine experience.
For sure. As we wrap up here, just you mentioned being a fan a little bit more. We touched on Oscar Tshiebwe coming back, but what are you looking forward to for the team coming up? They get that Bahamas trip in a couple weeks, so they get to ramp up a little bit. You are part of one of those. So what are you looking forward to for this season?
The guys coming back, I'm extremely excited about. And then I haven't been keeping up with the recruits as much as I as much as I would like to, but I'm hearing good news about them. I mean, I'm pretty excited to see those guys up close and in person to see, you know, how talented they are, and see the youngins, see how they develop. But now that I'm not in it, like I said, I can start to pay attention to the younger guys, the recruits, and follow that a little bit more, which is kind of fun, you know. So I'm just looking forward to see the new guys, see how they mesh, see the development of the season. I like to kind of just watch them grow as the season goes on.
Darius, you mentioned a couple projects you got coming up, but if you'd like to share your social media, so maybe people, if you're sharing them there, they can see where they can follow you online, Twitter, Instagram. What do you got?
I got a Twitter. It's D Miller KY. Honestly, I'm not very active on social media.
Probably
with
the
my
best.
Little ones. Yeah. It's too much on social media. But it's with, of course, for business wise, I will. Any updates, I'll let the people know there for sure. And but yeah, that's about it.
Awesome. And you can obviously follow us, UK Sports Network. We're on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Mm-hmm. Darius, thank you so much for your time.
No problem. Appreciate you.